God teaches us the road of humility because humility teaches how to wait. And when you learn how to wait, it teaches you patience. And it's all right to go without a few things that you want. And occasionally, there are some days that we go without some things we really need. But one thing I have found out about God is that he'll never forsake us. Help me, somebody. I on the road of humbleness, I found that God makes a way out of no way. While I'm on this road of humbleness, I want you to understand something, that no matter what rise up against me, I'm going to learn how to take it. You can slap me here and slap me there. God's teaching me how to be humble. Because humbleness will bless you. When I look here at the text, I see here at the text, when I want you to go to Philippians with me real quick, chapter 2 and verse 8, because we talked about how that Jesus Christ had a reputation of being humble. Verse 8, Philippians chapter 2, verse 8, looks what it says. It says, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. Understand this thing here, that being found in fashion as a man, he came from the glory of God, placed on skin, sinews, and blood in his body, heart, kidneys, liver, spleen. And he came down here, he humbled himself. Although he knows that he was a celestial, but came down in a terrestrial to let us know, to understand this thing, as that he went through what we're going through. And that he understands that what we're going through, that's why he wants us to know that you can be humble, because he humbled himself as a God, as King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and he humbled himself and put on flesh and blood and came down here to an earthly place from a heavenly throne. He humbled himself. He taught us that as a child of God, you have the anointing of God inside of you, but you can still be humble. You don't have to act like you are that, even though you are that. Oh, help me, somebody. He said, I don't have to come here and prove nothing to anybody, because I am still God, yet I'm still man. He said, I humbled myself. He said, I humbled myself so much that I left from the heavenly host and came down here to an earthly place where sin is, where stiff-necked folk is, where hard-headed folk is, where sickness rise up on you. I came down here to a place where people spit on you, beat you up and beat you with whips, where people say they love you, saying Hosanna, but yet they say crucify, but I humbled myself. God, help me, somebody. And he says that here, watch this in the text. It says that he, not only did he humble himself, it said, but he and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Can I say something about the humbleness, the humility of what Jesus Christ showed us? That while he was on the cross, the Bible says that, and many preachers preach on Good Friday, the last seven words. One of them is what he said, is that he says to one of the thieves that was on the cross with him, he turned over after one said, remember me when I come to thy place. He said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. The text says that his mother came in and he looked at his mother that was there with the disciples, and he said to his mother, mother, behold thy son. He says to the disciples, son, behold thy mother. And then he looks up and he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Then he came with another saying and said, I thirst. Then he said, it is finished. And then he says to his father, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. After reading all those texts that Jesus said, I was astonished, but it was one that really stuck to me when he got on the cross. And that was the first saying that he said, is after everything that everybody had done to him, after the ones he had walked with, the ones that he had raised from the dead, he looked at all of those Jews and all of those Roman soldiers that had beat him and whipped him, and those that had slapped him in the face. He humbled himself and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. If that ain't humbleness, what is it? And I had to come to a conclusion that the reason why Jesus said that is because the angels were standing by every last one of them with swords. And at the blink of an eye, he could have took their life. So as soon as he got up, he said, wait a minute. Father, forgive them. And the reason why he did it is because he didn't want any of them to die, because he knew that they needed to learn what humbleness really was. God, you don't hear me. He taught us about humbleness. And the reason is because he wants us to know, no matter what you go through, you can still be humble in your situation. You can still be humble in your dry places. You can still be humble. Even though you have a pocket full of money, you can still have humility towards God. The Bible says here, when we get in the text and look at the text of Uzziah, the Bible said that he had became the king, and we know that he was a king of Judah. But when we look at the text, we understand that Judah, prior to him becoming to be the king, is that Judah had been taken advantage by all those that didn't love the Jews. Those Edomites, Ammonites, and those Ashdodites, and all of those Philistines, the Arabs, had came over and spoiled the property that belonged to Judah. Judah also had begun to worship other gods that was there. I want you to understand this. But Uzziah, been chosen by God at an early age, came in there and God touched him with wisdom and knowledge. Watch this. When God touches him, God exalts him. And the reason why God exalts him is he said, because Judah needs someone to see God working on their behalf. Say, God bless you to bless somebody else. You don't hear me. God bless you because everybody around you is going to be blessed. God touched you and anointed you so that everybody around you can prosper if they hang out with you. Help me, somebody. There are folk that don't want to hang out with you, but that's all right. You might want to hang out with me because I've been touched by the hands of God, because prosperity is in my belly. Prosperity comes out my mouth, and I've been humble and I've turned everything over to God, because the Bible says, in all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Can I get a witness out there? I don't know about you, but I'm going to acknowledge him. He's my creator, he's my maker, he's my provider, he's the one that gave me everything that I have. So I acknowledge him. How do I acknowledge him? I lift him up. I call him Jehovah Jireh. I call him Jehovah Nissi. Anybody know what I'm talking about? That I lift up holy hands. I open my mouth in the praises, because the Lord's been good to me. Don't nobody know like you know how good God has been good to you. So you can't help but to acknowledge that the Lord give it and the Lord take it away. Bless it. God help me, somebody. Be the name of the Lord. Now,
As I have been blessed, the Bible says here that God had touched him with machineries. In other words, that nobody else had these machineries. And so God takes Uzziah and give him the men that's able to build these different types of equipment that enable them to have the victory over everything and everybody that rose up against him. In other words, God had raised him up for such a time like this. Can I tell you something now? That God is raising you up for such a time like this. God help me. I know it's rough, but he's raising you up. I know it's bad, but he's raising you up. He's putting something in you so that you can get the mission done. Help me, somebody. And so when I look at the text with Uzziah, God had blessed him. God had tremendously uplifted him, gave him great soldiers that is able to fight in the battle. And the Bible says that when he took him, his name spread. Tell somebody God's about to change your name. Whatever your reputation is, God's about to. God, help me, somebody. I got about 10 minutes left, but God is about to change your reputation. Everything that everybody said you wasn't, God's about to change your name. God's about to do something in your life. If you would just hold on and hold out and stay on the right road, God's going to do something with your name. Oh God. The Bible said that his name spread abroad, and that even to the dynasty of the Egyptians, his name spread. And politician, politically, every nation wanted to be like Uzziah. When we look at this thing here, he was a prosperous man. As long as he was on the road of humble. But while he was on the road of humbleness, I don't know what happened to Zechariah, but my Bible tells me that that Isaiah was there, Amos was there. I don't know if he didn't want to just listen to anybody else. I don't know what happened, but while he was driving on this road, I guess people kept telling him how great he was, and instead of acknowledging God, he acknowledged, yes, I am great. God, help me, somebody. It's so dangerous, people, that when people get to giving you your flowers, you forget to give the glory to God. Help me, somebody. Oh, God, help me, somebody. Every time somebody say, Pastor, the Lord bless you, what a mighty message to say, I say, pray for me. Because I know that it didn't come from me and it wasn't me. It came from God. I'm just a vessel that just want to be used. Any way you want to use me, God, I'll be satisfied. But Uzziah was driving on the road of humility, driving on the road of humbleness. And people was waving their hands, saying, you boy, you go, boy, you done that thing. They were telling you, looking good, look at you. You did it all by yourself. Nobody helped you. Look how you brought everything back together. And he got to driving down the road, took his eyes off of Jesus, and put his eyes in the rearview mirror, pulled down the sun visor and looked at himself, looked at his eyebrows. He said, I am somebody. I look good, don't I? And decided to take an exit up the road of humility and drove up the road called pride. God, help me, somebody. Can I tell you something? That he saw the road called pride, but he missed the sign that said danger. God, help me, somebody. He missed a sign that says pause, and he missed a sign that said condemnation. He missed a sign that said doom. He missed a sign that said dead end. He missed a sign that said there's a broke, there's a breach in the road. He missed that sign, and all he saw was a sign said pride. God, help me somebody. He got up one morning after everybody had told him that he was doing some things. After everybody had told him that he brought everybody back together. After everybody had told him that it was because of him this job has become better. It was because of him that prosperity had come upon all of us. And he took it as it was for him and not for the glory of God. God, have mercy. I wonder, do I have any self people in here that think that it's all about you? I wonder, do I have any people in here that think the ministry is all about you? I wonder, do I have any folk up in here that think the choir wouldn't be nothing unless I sing? I want to know if I have any preachers up in here that think it's all about me, that folk want to hear nobody. I wonder, do I have any church folk up in here that think that if you don't pay your tithes, God's house will never get anything done? I wonder, do I have any folk in here that think that it's all about you? Can I tell you something? You a wannabe. God, help me. Because if you a wannabe, you on the road of pride, God. And if you're on the road of pride, you are headed to destruction. Because don't you ever think that it's all about you. Don't you ever think that if you don't do it, it can't get done. Don't you ever think that you're the one that God raised at such a time like this, and it didn't raise nobody else. I come by today to tell you that all of us was once dead, and all of us, the Lord got up. Can I get a witness here? Yeah! On the road of pride. Give me five more minutes here. On the road of pride. Watch this thing now. While he was on the road of pride, the Bible said he got up in the morning and decided that because of who he was, because he was a king of Judah, because he had prospered, and because of the Edomites had even came and paid taxes and reverenced him. God, help me somebody. He decided that he was going to put the Torah down. He decided that he didn't want to hear the word from Zechariah or Isaiah or Amos. He decided he didn't want to hear from nobody else. But the Bible says is that the road of pride led it to destruction. Watch this. He said, pride cometh. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Before destruction. God, help me somebody. He got up in the morning and decided that instead of going to the temple of God, because they had permission to go in the outer court and talk to God, but it did not have permission to go in the inner court. Can I get a witness here? And because God had chosen the king to be the leader of Judah, but he had chosen the high priest to be the one, the light, with the sense of the incense, with the sweet aroma to go to God. Help me somebody. All of us have our particular mission. Can I get a witness here? I want to help you here before I go a little farther. Is that there, when God created man, he also created woman. And the Bible said that all man and woman, little girl and boy, are equal in God's sight. Help me somebody. You're not better than me, and I'm not better than you. But God put a priority list how he wanted things to go while you're here on the earth. You don't hear me. He created us equal, but he put a priority list of obedience how he wants things to go. You don't hear me. He said, I command that it be this way. So and while you are obeying me, I'm gonna bless you. Y'all don't hear me. Watch this. He created the priests and created the king to be equal, but he gave them a priority list and he gave them their own mission. Help me somebody. You have a mission from God, and I have a mission from God. Help me somebody. But one one thing that I must know is to stay in my place. God help me. That's the biggest problem with the church today, is that nobody wants to stay in their place. Everybody wants to get out of line. Everybody that's saying, God did not give you the orders to direct the choir. Everybody that preaches, God didn't give the order for you to be the pastor of the congregation. Can I go down your aisle? Everybody that's in the church cannot be the chief. Somebody got to be the end in you. Now, can I get a witness here? Too many folk want to step out and move into somebody else's lane, trying to tell you how to do your job. Can I tell you, just do your job. Stop worrying about somebody else's job. You can't even get your own job together, let alone trying to tell somebody else how to do their job. Oh, I wish I had a church up in here this morning. The Bible says that on his road to pride, he comes up in the sanctuary, and while he's in the sanctuary, he decides that he don't want to go through the high priest. He says, here, because I'm a king, I'm not going to obey God's order. I can light the incense myself. Can I tell you something? How dangerous it is to get on the road of pride, because pride will destroy your house. Can I talk to you for a little while? Yeah. Pride will mess up your marriage, because pride means here that it's all about self. It means here that you don't want to obey God's words. It means that you want it to be about you and not about God. When I talk about an order, can I tell you something? The Lord, he said, love, men love your wife as the Lord loved the church. And then he said, wives, be submissive to your husband. Can I tell you this? He said, love means you obey whatever God says. Submissiveness means you obey, watch this, whatever God says. And love means you're in the order of obedience. And obedience means that you love me. Watch this thing now. Because Jesus says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Can I talk to you for a little while? He said, I love the church, so love your wife like I love the church. And then he said to the wife, if you love God, obey God by submitting yourself unto your husband. In other words, if you love God, you obey what he says by loving the woman. If the woman loves God, she'll do what he says by being submissive. Can I tell the church, if you love God, you'll obey God. If you love God, you'll submit to God. Is it anybody here know what I'm trying to say? When I saw the text, he gets on the road, a road called pride, goes in the Lord's house and tries to do the work of the priest. But can I tell you something? While he's trying to do the priest's job, the priest goes and get 80 priests. They come up in this place because the God I serve has made them bold. They came to the king and said, king, kings. I know you're the kings. I know you did a good job, but the Lord didn't call you this job. You can't light the incense because God didn't call you to light it. The Lord says, tell him right from wrong. I wish I had a real church that don't mind telling folks right from wrong. It's all right to tell somebody that ain't what God says if you be humble with it. Can I get a witness here? They stood up against him and said, kings, you got pride in you, and God won't order your steps when you got pride in you. It's dangerous to have pride, church, because pride means you won't forgive folks. Pride means you get angry at people. Pride means if it ain't your way, it's no way. Pride would destroy your church house. Pride will mess up your marriage. Pride will cause you to lose your job. Pride will cause your health to go bad. Is it anybody here? Understand what I'm trying to say. You got to get off your pride, because the Bible says in Proverbs, there are six things that the Lord hates. And the first thing he said is a proud look. God said you got too much pride. Your pride makes you better than God. Your pride helps you forget where you came from. Your pride make you look down on other folks. Your pride make you judge other folks. But I come by to tell you today that if there's anybody have pride in their life, I come today to tell you that the God I serve knows how to bring you down. Is it anybody in here that know you get too uppity sometimes? You get too snooty sometimes. You think your dress is all that, but I come by to tell you it's not the dress that makes you look good. It's your character of the one who's wearing the dress. Can I talk to you for a little while longer? I can shop at Walmart and have a good attitude and walk up in God's house and folk will know I'm somebody, because I don't come to show out. I come to get my praise on. Is it anybody in the Lord's house come to get your praise on? Is it anybody in here ready to get off of Pride Street? If you don't mind, I know our pride is, but I stop by to tell you, every now and then you'll send me to another exit. If you don't mind, put your bleak on. You're about to go on another exit. Is it anybody here wanna get on the right exit? The exit says, Jesus will make a way for you. Is it anybody here ready to get your joy back? The exit says, joy comes in the morning. Is it anybody here ready to go down the right exit when I move off of Pride Street? Because pride caused leprosy, and leprosy came upon the kings. But can I tell you something? Then I got to go now. When he went in the house of the Lord, the Bible says he should have been struck dead, but the Lord had mercy on him. He let him grab the censer, but the Lord didn't even kill him. He waited till a priest got in the place. And the priest said, God told me you wasn't called for this job. If Uzziah would have turned around and walked out the place with humility, he never would have had leprosy. He didn't even know that God was good.